Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
David Lee Roth Van Halen is your artist of the day, and there's an important distinction there.
I'm back against the record machine.
By the way, Alvin Brooks is awesome.
He is amazing.
What a great storyteller. What a legend. And normally, if you listen to the show a lot, you know that we do the bonus hour at 6. Normally, it's the 3 o'clock hour that gets replayed at 6 o'clock. We're calling an audible. If you missed some of the Alvin Brooks interview, and the text line was just like, oh, my God, this is the greatest hour of Dana Parks ever.
He's just fascinating.
We are replaying the 4 o'clock hour at 6.
We're going to have him back because there are so many stories, because he had a dinner event tonight that he's got to get to.
I was going to keep him into the 5 o'clock hour.
There's so many stories that we weren't able to get to that we will get to.
If this is the surface, we scratched it.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to him about segregation in Kansas City, about what happened after Martin Luther King was assassinated in Kansas City.
The riots.
I mean, this is a guy who was on the police force for decades.
Yeah, he had a front seat to all of that history here.
And then went on to be the founder of the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime.
He was on the city council. He was the mayor pro tem.
I say vice mayor, but yeah, you're right. Mayor pro tem, that's right.
He was on I think he was the president of the police board for a while. He was certainly on the police board.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Police Board of Commissioners, yeah, in 2010.
So anyway, if you missed the interview with Alvin Brooks or you want to hear it again, we're going to re-air it at 6 o'clock tonight. Now, here's what we're going to do now for this final hour. This is, of course, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And we're going to be off on Thursday and Friday, as I know most of you will be as well. And so what we have started doing on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving is we do Thankful Wednesday, which is sort of like Festivus Friday, except you can't complain. You have to say what you're thankful for. And we'll all go around the table here in a little bit. You know, my mom is prone to do this right before we do Thanksgiving dinner. She says, everybody has to say something that they're thankful for. So you guys do it too, okay. So anyway, if you want to get in, and let's just go out on a high note before we get to the holiday. 576-7798, 576-7798.
Tell me something good.
Okay. You can play a little bit more of that. I like it.
That you love me, yeah. Tell me something good.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we'll start with Rebecca here in just a moment, but if you have something that you're thankful for on this day before Thanksgiving, 576-7798. And we will get to your calls here in just a moment. But Sam, if you'll go and get those calls, we will start with Rebecca. And Rebecca, you get the first Thankful Wednesday.
Oh my gosh. So much that I'm thankful for this year. But I think probably one of the biggest things is I got married young. My husband and I took out credit cards right when we first got married. We had children right away. And so we charged those up. This year, we paid off all of our credit cards.
Wow.
There it is.
That is huge and a huge burden off our shoulders. And we're so thankful for that.
Right on. All right.
Good for you, Rebecca.
What are you thankful for, Dana Wright?
I am thankful that
the obligatory family, of course,
all of my birds are back in the nest. I am never happier, more content. I never sleep better than when all four birds are back in the nest.
Aww. From the text line, 1971, the year of my birth, I am thankful for the greatest radio show in Kansas City. Aww. The Johnny Dear Morning Show. Really? either Gabrielle or Gabriel. I don't know if you're a man or a woman, but whichever one it is, Gabrielle or Gabriel in Overland Park. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Gabriel. Hello.
Hey, this is Gabriel Ullery. Hey, I just want to say that super thankful for my parents. I just got a new job. I work over here at J. Wolf Honda. Super appreciative.
Gabriel, angel of love, turn that radio down before I become the angel of death.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, keep going, Gabriel.
Yeah, for sure. So I just got a reference over here at J. Wolf Honda, and now I'm working here, and gosh, I'm so excited for that and appreciative of the reference that I got over here, and that's basically it. Everything in my life is going perfect.
Good for you, man.
Good for you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thank you. You guys, too.
You take care. By the way, just for point of reference, the same rules apply.
Turn your radio down. Rules have been the same for decades. Yeah,
you have to turn that radio down, and you cannot mention a company by name.
That's so, okay. We're in a
thank that J. Wolf Honda, and Honda is the greatest car ever made on Earth. And J. Wolf, I don't even know the guy, but he's I mean, J. Wolf, I just think you're the greatest. You can't mention a company.
But thank you for calling in, Gabriel. But we're happy for you.
Turn your radio down next time. Damn you. Jeremy and Raymore. Hello, Jeremy.
Yeah, I was going to say a company, but I'm thankful that our restaurant's open during the holidays.
Are you going to dine at a restaurant because you are alone or because you don't want to cook?
My family's having theirs at a later time so everybody can get together.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah.
I know.
Tip well. I always say if you're going to eat out on Thanksgiving, that's the time you lay down the monster tip.
I am thankful that my husband just kicked cancer's ass. This time last year, we were in the midst of 17 rounds of chemo, but he did it. And we just cleared the scans this week.
Wow.
Good for you. What a great thing to be thankful for. James in Harrisonville. Hello, James.
Hi. First of all, thank you so much for taking my call. Love my show. Love you guys so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
I just would like to say I'm thankful for the family and friends and my newborn baby girl.
Aww.
Good for you.
James,
see,
that's amazing.
There's that radio thing we keep talking about. from 4509, I am thankful for 1 year of sobriety on Monday.
Wow.
Good for you. Good for you. Kevin in Archie. Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. God bless you.
Yeah, I'm thankful for Facebook. My wife tagged me in a post and told me exactly what to get her for Christmas this year.
Aw, well, Kevin, that was nice. Direct, but nice.
Because she couldn't tell you in person?
Well, it's sneakier that way. Like, you just drop a tag on somebody. This is what I want for Christmas.
Hola in Kansas City. Hola, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm doing well.
I am excited to call on the show. This is the only channel, the only station I listen to every day. I deserve some accolade, actually.
Well, thank you.
So anyway, thank you. I believe I am the most thankful person in the world. First of all, this year, I became an American citizen, you know.
Oh,
I have to be thankful for that. Mm. This same year, I got a job at Cerner, one of the largest employers in Kansas City. This same year, I left Cerner, and I'm now with Amazon, one of the biggest employers in the world. So don't you think I should be thankful?
Yes, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for you and for Amazon, Ola.
I'm thankful for listeners that obey the rules.
I was going to say, thankful that you said two companies in the same call.
Okay.
I don't know that we need to go over it again. We're all going here.
Hola. Thank you for calling in. I'm glad you're thankful. God bless you. Congratulations on becoming an American citizen. I think that's fantastic. Let's go over the rules one more time, kids. All we want is what you're thankful for. There are only two rules. You have to turn down your radio before you go on the radio because we have a delay system in case you say something you cannot say on the radio.
You cannot say on the radio.
And then what happens for us, and it doesn't happen for you, is we get feedback through our headphones.
Through our headphones. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, yeah, except it's 8 seconds after the fact.
It is 8 seconds after the
fact. That's right. And so just turn your radio down. We love all of you very much.
We love all of you very much.
Okay. And don't mention a company by name. I'm very happy that I got hired by Cerner. And then I quit that job and I got a job at Amazon. I mean, that's a double violation. Come on, Ola. Come on. You're better than that. You're an American now. 576-7798.
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, and homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of
chicken fried.
Come on. Cold beer on Friday night.
Let's be thankful, everybody.
Jeans that fit just right.
Come on.
And the radio.
It is a good life. It is a good life. Let's enjoy it. Briannon in Gardner. Hello, Briannon.
Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing very well. Better than we deserve.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to both of you, and thank you for doing our show.
Same, and God bless, and thank you for letting us.
Well, I am grateful for the fact that my 8-year-old autistic son has started talking this year.
Oh, wow. He's 8. I'm sorry, Brianna, 8?
8 years old, yeah.
Oh.
What was the first word?
Mama.
Oh,
don't do that. Don't do that. God dang it.
Yeah, and it's all due to his big sister who works really hard with him, and he loves to copy what she says. So
that's okay. Amazing.
Tissue, please. I need tissue.
Amazing.
Yeah, tell me the first time I heard him say it, I about lost it. So.
Oh.
Well, God bless.
Thank you, guys. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You do the same. I hope you enjoy your time. From the text line, the thing that I'm most thankful for is the fact that Sonic has a much better corn dog than Culver's. However, McDonald's fries are actually better than Wendy's. So I always have a hard time choosing. And yes, we should probably add some Papa John's or maybe Godfather's Pizza breadsticks. That is a complete 6-time violation of the rule.
I think that's a technical.
I mean, that's an ejection.
I think it is too.
Carl in Kansas City. Hello, Carl.
How you doing?
Better than I deserve. Thanks.
Well, I'm thankful for my granddaughter, my oldest one, because she's a reminder of our son that we unfortunately lost to cancer 2 years ago. Mm. And each day you can see a little more of him and her. And it is special. Just wanted to share that.
God bless you, Carl. You take care of yourself, partner. Renee in Kansas City, Kansas. Hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you.
Good, happy Thanksgiving to your crew. Thank you for this opportunity. I am thankful for friends and family and for the memories of those that we have lost. Mm. I'm thankful to have a job to pay my bills when so many people can't. I'm thankful for good health, and I'm thankful for the love of Jesus in spite of our faults.
Amen. Amen. All right, Renee, you take care of yourself. Happy Thanksgiving.
You did the same. Thank you.
All right, take care. Mike in Liberty. Mike, hello. Good afternoon.
Hey. First and foremost, Mr. Brooks. I can listen to him for hours.
Yeah. Let me interrupt you for a second. We were going to keep him over into the 5 o'clock hour for a little bit, but he had to get to a dinner event with some family and friends. He will be, I promise you this, invited back in the very near future. And if you want to hear the interview again, it will be replayed in the 6 o'clock hour.
Very fascinating. But I am thankful for Friday because after all my family leaves tomorrow, I'm going to sleep in on Friday morning and I'm going to day drink the rest of the day.
You're going to day drink the rest of the day?
Yes, ma'am. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Mike, I love the call. All the family leaves, I'm going to day drink.
My family's going to leave and then I'm doing a day drink. Been there, done that. Lisa in Kansas City. Hello, Lisa.
Hi. How are you?
We're good. Doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Good. I am thankful for my husband. It started out bad this year. He has liver and kidney failure. We almost lost him. He had his last rites read to him. But God allowed him to stay with us, and I'm thankful that I'm being able to spend another Thanksgiving with him.
You sound young.
I'm 51, so well, I'm not that young.
Well, but that is young.
That is young.
How old is your husband?
He is 50. And when this all happened, we had only been married 6 months. So, yeah, so I'm very, very thankful that he's here for another Thanksgiving. And hopefully he will get his kidney and liver, and he'll be here for many more.
Amen. All right, Lisa, you take care of yourself, and God bless you and your family.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same. I am thankful for my husband, who has made it 19 years in the military and will be retiring in a year. If you make it to 20 years, you can retire with benefits, which is great. I am thankful my wife has been sober now for 13 months. Good for her and good for you.
Sam?
Yes.
What are you thankful for?
Well, without sounding like I'm brown nosing, you guys.
Okay, that really is brown nosing.
It's the truth, though. I mean, I'm living the dream and never thought I'd be here.
Even with me?
Well, we are so happy you are here.
I'm kidding, man.
You're lovable, Scott.
Do not pee on his thankful non.
No, he said I'm thankful to be here, and I said even with me. That was self-deprecating humor. I wasn't making fun of him. I was making fun of me.
Be peeing on his non-greens.
Sam, we are thankful to have you. You have been a great addition to the program, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I do mean that. I am thankful that Scott is the winner of the NAACP award. Yep. So am I. I'm just reading what somebody wrote.
This is why I'm not on the text line.
That's why you're not the NAACP award winner. I am. Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today, what is with the whistling in my throat?
Did you just whistle?
Did you hear that?
Out of your throat?
Yes. Today at NFM, you will find so many cool gifts. And there it is again.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear that?
What are you doing?
Do I have a hole in my throat?
Did you swallow a whistle?
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be serving.
I think you need an
like
inhaler.
California.
And, of course, I went to the text line doctor, and I either have a dry throat, nasal drip, or bronchial inflammation.
Maybe all three.
This says in severe cases, the whistle can be heard when you inhale. So it's usually when you exhale, but if it's severe...
No, that was when I was inhaling.
If it is severe, it will happen when you inhale. It is caused by narrow airways or inflammation. Okay, I'm going to do an impression. I want you to tell me who I am.
Okay.
Let me tell you about the great deals going on right now at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
I was wondering what you were doing in the office.
I knew that recorder would come in handy again.
Sam, can you play it again? Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today... Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today... Wait, no. Play the whole thing.
You are inflamed.
Well, play... Hang on. I'm fine. Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today... What is with the whistling in my throat?
Did you just whistle...
Did you hear that?
...out of your throat?
Yes. Today at NFM, you will find so many cool gifts. And there it is again. Did you hear that? Do I have a hole in my throat?
Did you swallow a whistle? This says you need to do breathing exercises from Medical News Today. Deep, regular inhalations and exhalations. You could use a humidifier. Yeah, you're dying.
Okay. Judy in Rayville. Judy, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, I'm very grateful. August the 12th, there was a fire in my house.
Oh, no.
My dog and I got out. Thank the Lord. I was adamant about the smoke alarms. Change them out every time we change the clock. And my husband, who was in California, got home by Sunday night, and we're rebuilding. But I'm living in a little travel trailer because, of course, we're on a ranch that has a lot of equipment. We couldn't go be someplace else. I have discovered you. I had never listened to you guys before.
Oh.
And from 6 in the morning till we go to bed at night, we listen to you. We love you. You are my favorite, Dana and Park.
Oh, Judy. But
I love Toby Keith. In fact, 3 weeks ago when we realized that my butterfly bush had been burned up, I called him to find out what to do with it. But well,
you mean Toby Tobin?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, Toby Tobin.
Not Toby Keith.
I knew what you meant. Judy, how did the fire start? Can I ask?
Yes, it was a lamp. I'm sorry, it was like 40 years old. It was this beautiful brass thing that I just loved. And so I kept it. And the fire marshal came down and checked it all out. But that's what it was.
And Judy, you were home when the fire started. Were you sleeping?
Yes. I had been flipping between the Royals and the Chiefs all night and went to bed about 10:30 and was awakened a little after 12 with the smoke alarms.
Oh, wow. And then by then, did it just go up? Because I heard like it doubles in size every 3 minutes or 2 minutes or something crazy.
This is the most incredible experience I've ever had. It was sifting into my bedroom when the smoke alarms went off. My dog was right beside me. She actually sleeps above my head on the bed. And I said, Murphy, we have to go. I named her after Murphy Brown. We headed towards, my head was thinking closest door. I should have gone the back way, but your head is thinking closest door.
Right.
I walked into a living room, and it was like this white, gray, green, incredible mask. I ran into my own coffee table going too far right when I should have been going left, but you have no orientation as to what direction you should go. Yeah. I ran into it the second time, and then I put my arm out to the left, and I thought, just go that way. And that led me to this stand I had right by the door. I knew exactly where I was, opened the door, got out, and I had a phone there, and I grabbed it, went out. We keep a boat parked on the other side of the cars during the summer, and I went behind it in case something exploded and called 911.
Well, Judy, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you found us, but I'm sorry it took a fire to do it, and I'm glad you reminded everyone just now, change your smoke detector batteries. I have read that by the time that smoke detector goes off, Scott, by the time you hear it and you get out up, you have got it's
seconds.
It's not a lot of time from the time you hear the smoke alarm to get out of that house. So we're glad you're okay.
And I'm glad you realize the difference between Toby Tobin and Toby Keith.
I can't talk too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm...
Well, he's kind of pudgy back in the 90s, wasn't he?
We just talked about this. We're not going to say those things anymore.
Living in your radio, how do you like me now?
There's hope for me after all. Mark in Brookside. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. I wanted to be thankful for the management at Intercom Radio. And I'm thankful for them, guys, because there are two personalities who are on the radio from 2 to 6 that keep me laughing whenever I'm in my car. Dana Ketz and Scott Parks, you guys are the best. And although Judy stole my thunder, I also have a lush green yard thanks to Toby Tobin.
Somebody just wrote in, Toby Keith kicks ass, Toby Tobin grows grass. There's a difference.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work.
That is fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Heather in Gladstone. Heather, hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I am so thankful for my daughter. She is 9 years old, and I will make this as abbreviated as possible. I had cancer 2 years ago and went through chemotherapy and beat it, but it was a 6-month-long chemotherapy. I couldn't be around her, and her father has taken her for custody quite a bit of the time. And during the time I was in chemo up until now, she lost teeth, and I never got to be the tooth fairy. And this past weekend, she was at my house and had a loose tooth, and wanted me to look at it, and I went in to look at it, and I was going to try and pull it out, and she said, "This is my mother's too." And I said, "Honey, I'm just looking," and then I started to cry, and I couldn't help it. And she said, "Mommy, why are you upset?" And I said, "Honey, I have never gotten to be the Tooth Fairy. I'm so sorry. It just upsets me, and it's all because I had cancer." And she just said, "Mommy, it's okay." And I cried and just put up my hands like, "Don't, I can't take this right now." She went up into her bedroom. She came back downstairs, and she handed me her tooth. She had pulled out her own tooth to give it to me to have the opportunity to be the Tooth Fairy for the first time.
Now, this was a tooth that was already loose,
Heather.
I hope.
I'm sorry?
That's so sweet.
This was a tooth that was already loose, I hope.
Yes,
okay.
It was.
She wasn't just like willy-nilly pulling teeth out.
No, no.
With pliers.
Yeah, right? Like our dads used to do to us, Heather.
No, she was very, very kind. And as she brought it to me, she had tears in her eyes. And, of course, I just burst into tears. And she will get more than $5, which was the Tooth Fairy.
Well, that is a very generous Tooth Fairy in your neighborhood, Heather, and that is wonderful.
I'm not crying. You are.
Yes. Right?
Yes.
What a great story.
She's a blessing. She's a good kid. And thank you so much, you guys, for brightening my life. I look forward every day to driving home and listening to you.
Oh, bless your heart, Heather. Thank you for calling, and we're glad you're on the mend, okay?
Yeah, we don't deserve you.
Thank you. Oh.
Thank you.
You guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same. Thanks.
Did your dad ever tie a string around your tooth and slam the door?
Hell no. Hell no.
I
just let them fall out naturally.
My dad used to like say, "Well, you come on over here, I'll get it out. We'll put a string around it and shut the door."
There is nothing other than tags in a shirt
that grosses you more than the teeth?
Than a loose tooth. It makes me want
it's
to vomit.
It's the squeaky noise that it makes.
I don't
when
care
you breathe.
About the noise. Okay. I had a little whistle in my throat. Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today, what is with the whistling in my throat?
Did you just whistle
Did you hear that?
Out of your throat?
Yes. Today at NFM, you will find so many cool gifts. And there it is again.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear that? Do I have a hole in my throat?
Did you swallow a whistle?
No, there is nothing other than a tag inside of a shirt. There is nothing more disgusting to me than a loose tooth in a kid's mouth.
Really?
Oh.
Wow.
Ugh. No, I didn't put, like, dental floss.
I can't even think about it.
And you tie it to the door handle, and then you shut the door, and the
tooth goes flying.
Oh, that's disgusting. Just let it fall out naturally. That's the way God intended it.
I agree.
That's gross. Weirdos. Oh, God. I'm going to throw up. 576-7798. It is Thankful Wednesday, an annual tradition here on Dana and Parks.
Ride it together.
Thankful for this headline from the Associated Press.
Mm.
Express checkout lane dispute sparks supermarket brawl. Authorities say two women brawled it out in a New Jersey supermarket after one accused the other of having too many items in the express checkout lane. The fight broke out at the ShopRite. Authorities say a 43-year-old woman was challenged by a 45-year-old woman over the number of items she had in the express checkout. The verbal dispute soon turned physical, with both women throwing punches and biting each other. Witnesses say one woman also scratched and bit the leg of a 43-year-old woman who tried to intervene. All three were treated for minor injuries. The two women involved were both charged with disorderly conduct. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Somebody says, "I'm thankful to have this show to listen to as I'm driving my semi-truck, but I'm crying, laughing so hard, so knock it off."
How many items can you go over in the express checkout lane before you have violated a rule?
Two.
Two items over?
No, Dana, two items under.
I don't feel like two's enough.
Four?
I think...
It says 12 for a reason. Don't make me whistle.
Four. Breathe in. What he's doing now is just not breathing in at all, and he's starting to pass out.
I think you can have two items over.
No, two's not enough. Rebecca, how many?
Five.
I think it's around five. You get any more than five.
If you're at 17, you probably know that you're way over the limit.
I don't know. I don't get in the express checkout line unless I have like three items or less.
Do you count the same item if you have a bunch of them as one thing?
Like a box of strawberries? Like,
no, let's say you've got like 10 Lunchables because they're 10 for $5. Do you count those as 10 things or one thing?
No, that's
you can
10.
Say one because she can just scan one of them
See,
and just type
I agree.
In the 10.
They scan one and they multiply it by 10.
But they have to bag the 10.
See, what if you get 10 of 15 different items? Now they're, you know, bagging 150 items.
It also depends on how busy the grocery store is. If it's super busy and I have over the items, I won't go in that lane.
Okay, I think we should play Weezer.
Like, what if I had 20 turkeys and all you had to do was scan one and then say times 20? You're still violating the rule.
No, you're good to go.
Of the express lane.
Well, you're not with the turkey because they weigh it. If there's a weight measure involved, no.
No, I say I'm willing to sort of look the other way if you have 14 in the 12-lane express.
Are you a counter? Like you count and judge people?
Don't you?
No, because I'm always over the number two.
Simple solution, use the self-checkout.
No.
Yeah, why don't you just use self-checkout?
No, we're supposed to be thankful right now, and the minute we start talking about self-checkout, I want to punch somebody.
Self-checkout is really effective.
No, it's not. Actually,
yes, it
at
is.
All, and it never works, and it makes me want to harm people.
Does it make you want to kill a puppy?
No, but it makes me want to track down the guy who punched the self-checkout machine last month and was charged with disorderly conduct because he's my hero of 2019.
Dana sounds like an over-item violator.
Yeah, sometimes.
See, you're the kind of person that if I'm behind
if
you in line...
If there's no one around, I will over-violate. But if there's people behind me, I will not over-violate.
Well, how are you gonna know if there, how are you going to know if there are people behind... What are you going to do? If there are people behind you, are you going to get out of line because you're an over-violator?
If there's no one in line at all, I will go in and say, I'm sorry, I've got like 19 items. Is that okay? And they always go, it's fine.
Yeah, what are they going to say? Of course,
get out! They can say, "Get out of my line!"
Listen here, tramp,
over violator, tramp.
From the
person.
Text line, hey, no complaints, Dana. This is not Festivus Friday.
You're right. This is happy.
We're supposed to be thankful.
Thankful.
Can I tell you what I'm thankful for?
Yes.
Do you mind?
No, I'd love to hear what you're thankful for.
Of course, I'm thankful for Kelly and my family and all the kids and my mother, and my brother, all that stuff. I'm thankful for all of you, and I mean this, and I don't just mean the people on the show. I mean the people that let me do the show. I am thankful that I don't ever go to work. I've never worked a day in my life.
Aww.
I am thankful that I get to do what I've always wanted to do and something that I love with people that I truly care about and love. And somehow, some way, the idiots downstairs decide to pay me for it. I am blessed beyond measure. And I never forget it. I am so happy that I get to come to work every day and I never come to work. And that is a privilege and it's an honor. And I am thankful for you, Dana, that you decided to join this show so many years ago. I can't imagine, and this is me being serious for just one moment and not trying to be some fart joke telling goofball. I am thankful that I get to do this show with you.
Aww.
It is an honor and it is a privilege.
Well, I love all of you.
Okay.
I'm thankful now, that when you breathe in, I'm like Kenny G.
Stop the tape. Let me whistle one more time. Before we go, because that was deep and that was heartfelt, and that's not me.
I'm thankful that when you breathe in, you sound like Kenny G.
Can I just hear myself whistle one more time, please?
No.
If you don't mind.
Can you make it do it?
No, I can't.
Hey, Scott Parks.
And today, what is with the... Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today, what is with the whistling in my throat?
Did you just whistle
Did you hear that?
Out of your throat?
Yes. Today at NFM, you will find so many cool gifts. And there it is again.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear that? All right, we got her.
Oh,
what a privilege. Hey, I want to tell everybody, thank you for spending your time with us. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Drive carefully.
Yes, please, please drive carefully tonight. There are going to be some dum-dums out there. Watch out for them. Have a wonderful time with your family. Enjoy these 2 days off. Have fun. That's what it's all about. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, my good friend, and an honor to work with you, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back live Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend and wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you soon. Be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.